Today we're cracking the case.
We're going to trial.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Because tough decisions need to be made.
So the boy the girls have decided to be dumped from the island is...
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, July 5th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. After a tie at last weekend's box office, this weekend had a very clear and decisive victor with Minions: The Rise of Gru taking the top spot domestically and internationally. The fifth entry in the Despicable Me franchise took in an estimated four-day total of $125.2 million. Internationally, Minions earned another $93.8 million, bringing its global four-day total to $218.9 million. Minions: The Rise of Gru further extends Despicable Me's reign as the highest-grossing animated film franchise, a title it claimed with 2017's Despicable Me 3. If estimates hold for Minions, it will also rank as the highest July 4th opening of all time, surpassing 2011's Transformers: Dark of the Moon. In its sixth week of release, Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick is still flying high, earning another $33 million. Baz Luhrmann's Elvis, starring Austin Butler, came in third with $23.5 million. And rounding up the top five, Jurassic World Dominion with $19.7 million and The Black Phone with almost $14.5 million. The time traveler's wife won't be making the jump into 2023. HBO has confirmed that the Stephen Moffat show, based on the novel by Audrey Niffenegger and starring Theo James and Rose Leslie, has been canceled after one season. And Why Women Kill is officially dead at Paramount Plus. The show will not continue beyond season two, despite being renewed for a third season in December. Debuting in 2019, the anthology show's second season concluded in July of last year. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Things are heating up in the villa on our number three pick today, the new episode of Love Island UK. We just said goodbye to Remy in a recoupling that saw Ek and Sue pick new boy Jay over Italian stallion David, and Danica choose to couple up with Luca. Being in a pretty strong couple with Gemma, Luca was very unhappy. And with another week in the villa, we will see how these return moves shake up the season and what new faces might show up on Love Island. Here's a preview.
So guys, what were you thinking?
She's a very, very good person. Like, for the team and all. She's done well.
I think we kind of have to, like, look at who would really be, like, open to giving things a shot.
I'd feel like an absolute snake if we turned our back on her now. That's it. We have to stick by it now.
That's so hard.
So the boy the girls have decided to be dumped from the island is...
So the girl the boys have decided to dump from the island is...
Girls, it's time to get the drinks flowing as you're off for a girls' night out. Hashtag cocktail hour, hashtag shaken and stirred.
Now, the official description for this newest episode says that Dammy pulls India for a little chat. Now, both India and Akenna and Amber and Dammy have been pretty steady since day one, so... are we starting to see the two calmest couples enter a rocky patch? Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. You're going to have to wait and see. Get back in the villa with the newest episode of Love Island UK. It is streaming on Hulu right now. Mona Hadar and Sebastian Robbins are going on a road trip across the country in their docuseries, The Great Muslim American Road Trip, premiering tonight at 10 on PBS. And on it, they are exploring modern Islamic life and learn more about Islam's roots in the U.S. Now, any good road trip is not complete, of course, without some tunes. And once you've made it to your hotel for the night, perhaps some great shows to watch. So we asked Mona and Sebastian, what you watching?
So we are currently watching Ted Lasso season 2, catching up on all the goodness. Loving how vulnerable it is and all the character development. And it's funny, it's witty, it's sweet. I'm really excited about it. It's nice to see TV that's like sweet.
Totally. And on that vein, we also really loved We Are Lady Parts. Hilarious, also out of England. Also very sincere with a great edge to it. You should see it.
And I'm also really looking forward to watching Ms. Marvel on Disney Plus. Looking forward to seeing what they're doing with that character and excited to see how all that develops.
Totally.
It's trivia time. While The Great Muslim American Road Trip is an unscripted series, accurate fictional portrayals of Muslim Americans on television has been a long time coming. But diverse casting, writers, and showrunners are helping put Muslim stories in the spotlight. So, which was the first sitcom to center around a Muslim American character? Rami, Miss Marvel, or The Bold Type? Stick around for the answer. Friends are fighting on our number two pick today, the new episode of All Rise. Last week ended with a cliffhanger as Judge Lola called public defender Luke Watkins and DA Mark Callan to her chambers after Luke presented some explosive new evidence in their big murder case, which continues this week. And we are starting to think it might affect the pair's strong friendship. Plus, Lola runs into a person from her past. Here is a little preview.
Oh my God, what a surprise.
We were a thing like a million years ago.
You two were more than a thing.
There is something wrong with this guy.
You need to be prepared for anything and everything.
If you set a murderer free, it will haunt you for the rest of your life.
I do want to know why someone from my past come back into my life.
What is my destiny?
All will be revealed in time.
For how much time?
I'm officially jealous.
Andre is your Dre. Love of your life, Dre.
Do you still have feelings for Andre?
Oh, well, in our season 3 preview, star Simone Missick said the figure from the past who Lola reconnects with will, quote, shake things up for her, especially her sense of who she is. Well, we will see what happens within the halls of justice when All Rise airs tonight at 8 on OWN. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back.
Also,
knowing the
more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Who killed Bunny Folger? That is the big question at the center of season 2 of Only Murders in the Building. And on today's new episode, we get a glimpse into her last day as tenant board president and her last day alive. But here first is a little recap of what we know so far.
So what do we know about my daughter's murder and the theft?
Why don't you ask these three? They're the ones that probably did it.
No. We were framed.
We're persons of interest. Yeah. It's very different.
So what we need to do is break into Bunny's apartment. We find a clue that isn't us. Don't you want to clear your name, too?
Bunny had a bird?
Mrs. Gambolini.
Stuff it up your ass.
Start scouring. Any paper you find, put in this bag.
I would just like to assure all of you, as the new board president, I will not let Bunny's demise adversely affect the building. I'm in charge now, and a new era begins.
Don't get me started on Nina. If you thought Bunny was a bitch, wait till you get a load of this one.
So I took a closer look at Bunny's will. There's something she wanted you to have.
No, absolutely not.
Hey! Hey! I know who did it.
Yes, Bunny's foul-mouthed bird has the answer that Charles, Oliver, and Mabel are looking for, but how can they get the info out of the bird? Will it actually shed enough light on the case, or could it further implicate Mabel, who's struggling to remember what happened when she found Bunny? Star Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez offer some advice as we, the audience, try to figure out who done it.
Toto.
Be suspicious Good of answer. Everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Be suspicious of everyone. The show is, every time a new character comes on, we're very suspicious of that character.
So are you keeping track of clues at home? I know I definitely am, and we are going to get plenty more of them on the new episode of Only Murders in the Building, streaming now on Hulu. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which was the first sitcom to center around a Muslim American character? Was it Rami, Miss Marvel, or The Bold Type? Well, that would be Rami. The first sitcom centered on a Muslim American character shockingly didn't come until 2019. The Emmy-nominated Hulu series created by Rami Youssef was praised for its realistic portrayal of Muslim American millennial life in New Jersey. The third season is currently in production and has added Bella Hadid and Julian Sergi to the cast. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and Alamin Johannes, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.